Warning, the following podcast contains adult language and childish comedy. Listener discretion is advised. And now, please adjust your headphone volume to an unreasonable level and enjoy the most dynamic and electrifyingly entertaining podcast ever to conquer cyberspace.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the most powerful podcast ever created, the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast, starring Dags and Rez. Welcome back. Today, another powerful episode. And now, across this powerful oaken desk is Biker DJ Rez.
That is the 2023 Programmer of the Year.
Biker it is.
DJ Rez. Did you almost forget my name?
I was going to say a funny joke, and then I always...
You always take that pause and think about it, don't you?
I was going to say, and now the star of the indie hit Kong versus Dong, Micro DJ Rez.
The old Kong Dong?
Yeah.
You know, okay, speaking of that, I get emails, weird emails, right, once in a while because, you know, I'm a celebrity. You know, I'm on the radio. I want to read you a little bit about this email that I just remembered I got now that you mentioned.
Email. What a boomer.
I know, right? And it's about the World Chess Championship that's coming up. So it says, hey, Mike, as we gear up for the World Chess Championship in April, leading sexual wellness company is making waves by offering every participant in the tournament a free anal stimulation toy. Since 2022, rumors have swirled about Hans Niemann, the young chess prodigy, who outmaneuvered reigning champion so-and-so. Conspiracy theories suggested that Niemann's team used vibrating anal beads to guide the 31-year-old player's moves. So this sex toy company is offering free sex toys that go in places. They have one made for men and one made for women. And if you're a participant, all you have to do is email them at the email provided with their address.
Don't give it.
And your bat. I'm not going to. Your batch number saying that you're participating in this chess tournament and you too can get a free something, something.
Are sex toys worth more if you keep them in the box?
You would think so.
Get it in the box. Powerful. Hello, friends.
Is that where these are going?
Welcome back. Welcome back to another powerful episode. Now, before we got on this hot mic,
thank you.
We were talking. Yes. You just ruined my joke.
Oh, damn it.
Yes, and I'm really mad, Bridge. So here's the deal.
Hi, Bridge.
We were talking Faygo, beverages, pops, sodas.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was that many varieties. Tell us, how many varieties are there?
There are over 50 flavors of Faygo cola. Well, I guess it's just Faygo pop, soda. It's cola is just one of the flavors. There's so many flavors. Firework, there's pina colada, raspberry, blueberry, pineapple, orange. The list goes on and on.
Powerful list. We got to get some for the barn. Looking at that, what would be your favorite flavor?
I have to go. I would go with grape. I love a grape soda.
Yeah.
There's something called gold. I don't know what that, let's see what that flavor is.
Remember the old Goldschlager with the floating flecks of gold?
Oh, it's ginger ale kicked up a notch. I do. Funny you say that. One of my friends just posted a meme about Goldschlager saying that it was like for everyone who thinks that drinking Fireball is badass, that actually had real gold flecks in it.
It did. Remember Aftershock?
I do remember Aftershock.
That was cool too.
That was always in everyone's freezer.
Yes. I got to get some of those for the barn. They're visually stunning.
Some Aftershock?
Yes.
They came in two colors, right? Blue and red?
Yes. What was your favorite?
Red.
Yes.
I'm a big red 40 guy, not a blue number 5.
How about Big Red Gum?
Oh, that was so good.
It was powerfully delicious.
Big Red Gum. Cinnamon, if I'm not mistaken. Were you a beech nut gum guy?
I enjoyed the clove.
Clove was really good.
Clove cigarettes, clove gum, clove.
Clove. Who would have thought that you could use clove in so many different ways.
Clove is very nummy. Do you get that joke?
I get it.
Clove oil was used as a powerful painkiller for ancient dentistry.
I knew a girl who used to smoke clove cigarettes, and it tastes pretty good.
They're fantastic.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend doing them now.
I don't even think you can get them. You can't get anything flavored anymore.
No. Everybody ruined it.
Just tobacco flavor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tastes like leaves.
Yes. So if you're new to this podcast, this is what it is. It's just me and Micro DJ Rez sitting around talking pop culture. Today's episode, we're just going to grab the headlines, ripped from the headlines because we didn't have scissors.
Mm.
Enjoy.
Thank you. I like to tear.
Yes.
Not tear.
Tear. Sadness.
Yeah. Now you and I both.
Sadness part one.
Ooh, good one. You and I both watched the Beetlejuice trailer.
Yeah, let's talk about the Beetlejuice trailer.
Are you excited about Beetlejuice?
I love Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice is the name of this one.
Yes, don't say it three times.
No.
I like Michael Keaton.
Yeah. I think this is going to do good. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Apparently he got too big for his britches, or he got blacklisted. Kind of like you on social media. Socially banned. Shadow banned.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's back.
Yeah, with a vengeance. I mean, he's bringing back all of his old characters. You know, that must mean that Mr. Mom 2 is coming out soon.
You didn't say it. Say it. Mr. Mom 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
Yes. Damn it. Good thing you're on it.
What was your favorite Michael Keaton movie?
Ooh, good question.
I'll just say comedies.
Gung Ho was pretty good. I like that one. That was the one about the car manufacturer in a small, like a town like Michigan.
Was that offensive? I don't know. I haven't seen it lately.
I haven't seen it lately. It probably doesn't hold up. I'm sure there's a lot of jokes that no one would like. But I remember I laughed as a kid. I got that movie. Was pretty cool to me. George Wentz in that, and a whole cast of others, obviously, because it's a movie.
What the young kids nowadays don't remember is we were very frightened of Japan coming, taking over the world.
Taking over our jobs, really.
Yes.
So that's what that movie was about. But it's pretty lighthearted. It's pretty funny. So I would go with that one. Mr. Mom was good. I watched that one a lot more than any of his other movies for some reason. But then, of course, you get Batman, and Beetlejuice was good. But what was your favorite Michael Keaton movie?
I liked when he got evil and serious.
Did you?
Yes. Like we were talking about Pacific Heights.
Right.
Specifically Pacific Heights. I did like Beetlejuice. Is that considered a comedy or a horror or a slash Guns N' Roses horror? What is it?
It's a rom-com.
It's a rom-com.
Yep. That's what I would say.
I do have the number one issue of Rom, the Space Knight, by the way. That was a powerful toy made into a powerful comic book, but no one cares anymore.
What about Captain Power? Remember Captain Power toys?
Yes.
I had all of them. I had every ship, every cassette, VHS.
Where are they?
Good question. Probably in a landfill somewhere. I don't think I kept. I didn't keep them. I doubt my parents did.
Do you think kids even play with toys anymore?
No,
it's all adults buying toys.
Yeah, well, because it's nostalgia. We're a big nostalgia. I bet we're the last generation that has this much nostalgia. The Generation X.
What are we up to? Are they Generation Z, or have they started over?
I think Generation Z is my youngest.
Yeah, he's looking it up right now.
Let's see what the generation list is.
What are you? Are you?
I'm a Z. Or no, X. Sorry.
Are you still X?
Yep.
You sure?
Yeah, X ended in like 80.
I thought it was 75.
No.
Look it up. Look up the time frame of Generation X and whatever the latest is. And while Michael DJ Rez is looking that up, please do us a favor. Please subscribe to all our social media on X. They named it X because we're Generation X, is the most powerful generation ever. On X, formerly known as Twitter, at Amazing Pop Pod. Make sure you like our Facebook page. Check us out on Instagram. Powerful YouTube channel. And wherever you enjoy podcasts, please leave a review. A 5-star rating is the highest rating. That will help us reach for the stars. DJ Rez, what did you find out?
Okay, so the GI generation, that would be, it doesn't give me those years. So when they first started naming generations.
Is that the greatest generation, like the World War II?
I would say probably even before that, World War I.
Well, then they gave birth to the boomers.
Right. So we had, out of parents.com, it says the GI generation, the silent generation, and then the baby boomers. And then Generation X, which would be us.
What is the year on that? Did you find out?
I'll look at that here in a second. The millennials, Generation Z, and the generation now is called Generation Alpha.
Alpha.
That's a dumb name.
Yeah, because we all know they're betas.
I would demand a different name. So let's see. So it starts, this list starts with the silent generation, and that says 28 to 45. Baby boomers were 1946 to 1964. Generation X, the greatest generation of all time, besides the greatest generation, is 65 to 80.
Oh, they put in 80. Yep. So you made it?
I made it by 3 years.
Good.
The millennials are 81 to 96.
All right.
Z, 97 to 2012. And then the alpha is 2013 to present. Now, they do have the micro generations. I am a Xennial because that is the 1977 to 1983. That is the generation that had no technology and technology.
What's the breakdown in what else is in X?
That's the only one in X. So that's Generation X, and then the Xennials are in there.
Oh.
And then the Millennials. This is funny because it says Millennials, but there's also a Millennials. So I don't get how they can break down a generation and give it the same name. So anyway.
There was also the Micronauts.
The Micronauts?
Yes.
Never heard of that.
Yes. Powerful toys, powerful comic book. Now, Micro DJ Rez, what did you think of the trailer for Beetlejuice?
It didn't give a lot away, which I liked.
Yes.
It only showed you what you needed to see, which was the main characters and Beetlejuice.
Yes.
And it gave you, it's the same house, the same model of the town, and it's the same Michael Keaton.
And it's a Banana Boat song.
The Banana Boat. It was a haunting version of the Banana Boat song. And you see Winona Ryder, and then I guess Jenna Ortega's playing her daughter in this one.
The juice is on the loose.
And I can't, Catherine O'Hara is back.
Yes, from Second City.
Yeah.
SCTV, powerful Canadian television.
Right. So I'm hoping that Gina Davis makes a comeback. I don't think Alec Baldwin will.
Oh, too soon.
Oh, is it? Sorry.
Yes.
Didn't know there was a time limit on Alec Baldwin jokes.
Yes. Can't do them. I make your DJ Rez. We had some other movies coming up. Kong versus Dong, or what is it called? The actual, it's Godzilla X Kong, the new empire.
Is that Godzilla times Kong?
I don't know what it is. It's
weird.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to, I guess I have to see this one. I mean, we're going to talk about it, so I have to see it.
The problem is Godzilla minus one.
That is the problem.
It was so good, it ruined it.
It did. Yeah. I had this conversation at work yesterday, because someone at work asked if I was excited about this new one coming out, and I said, "Did you see Godzilla minus one?" He didn't see it. I said, "Don't watch that if you're really excited to see the new Godzilla and Kong movie." I said, "Because it'll make you not want to watch it."
And the problem is, there's going to be enough people that watch this new one that there's going to be no incentive to make an actual good movie.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I know that's the problem. They're going to see it's working fine. No, it's not. I think we all want to see the train wreck after Minus One came out. So, yeah, we'll see how this goes. It doesn't look good. It looks too cartoony.
It's just going to be a big, shitty CGI fest made for overseas profit.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, there's going to be, no matter what they do, there'll be enough people here, and they'll just farm it out, and they'll stream it, and whatever they do to make money off it.
My opinion is that that probably goes to streaming before Godzilla Minus One does, because it's going to be out of the theater so much faster. There's not going to be a black and white version of that one coming out.
You know, I'm not a big fan on prequels, redos, and everything, but those people that did Godzilla Minus One, they should redo all the Godzilla movies. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be sweet. Especially the one where he, like, slides on his tail.
Yes. I like the one where he does that flying, yeah, that flying sidekick.
Yeah. That would be sweet if they would redo, what was it, 78 Godzilla movies?
Is that what we determined last time? Yeah,
you said there was, I think, there's like 78. Yeah, because Godzilla's been around like for 70 years. They were kicking them out just one after another in Japan for a long time. And then the United States got involved. And we decided that CGI crap fests were the best parts.
So. But there's so much you could do. You could do the campy type. You can make the scary Godzilla.
Right. We should have the Matthew Broderick Godzilla universe. They should do a second one of that. We need the iguana Godzilla.
Here's what it is. It's Matthew Broderick as Ferris Bueller in Godzilla.
Oh, Ferris Bueller. Ferris Bueller's day off.
because we're getting attacked by
right. Electric Godzilla. Godzilla goo or something. Yeah, I watched the end of Godzilla versus Kong the other day it was on. And I just was reminded of how much of a crap fest that was at the end.
Well, King Kong, or I'm sorry, Kong, because they don't have the rights.
Right.
He's just a giant gorilla, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And Godzilla is this powerful atomic creature.
Yeah, that's got blue laser light. And Kong had an axe that was like one of Godzilla's like spines.
Oh, Infinity Gauntlet? Or
that's the next one. Yeah, that's the next one. Yes. Yeah, this one's like Thor's hammer.
Yes, Mjolnir, or however you pronounce it.
Yeah, or Stormbreaker. It was more
Stormbreaker. Oh, yeah, you're right. It was more Stormbreaker. Yeah, Mjolnir is just the hammer.
Yeah, so it was just like... And yeah, I mean, the fight scene at the end of Godzilla versus Kong, it's just like in a neon Hong Kong that just... And they destroy
Pacific
everything.
Rim kind of look, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know there's millions of people dying in those buildings. They just don't show it, so you don't feel bad.
So if it's not King Kong, it's just Kong?
Just Kong.
Make a new origin story.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I would do like, you know, you could do anything, Chernobyl, anything, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it kind of is. I mean, they're talking about center Earth or middle Earth or whatever.
Yeah, but that's so overdone. I want them to be powerful. You know, to have superpowers.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone likes comic books. They love superhero movies. Just make them more powerful.
It's kind of weird, too. Like, you don't really know how tall they are because they make them taller to look bigger in Hong Kong, but then they were also
fighting on the scale. They never get the scaling.
Right? Yeah, the scaling is horrible. So, yeah.
You figure it's like a reptile versus a mammal.
Yeah, and then versus a metal robot, a giant metal robot.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's lame and dumb. But, you know, we're going to pour some money into it. I'm going to go on a Tuesday when it's cheaper. When it's like $7.
What is your go-to? Do you sneak snacks in or do you buy stuff there?
I usually buy stuff there. I'm too old to be sneaking stuff in. But I do know why people do it. I mean, if I was with other people, I probably would. It's like kind of like going by myself. I don't know.
I used to back in the day, I'm not saying I did sneak in stuff. But if I did, I just had like the whole thing lined up like on either side of me. I had drinks and chips and dip, and it was awesome.
Yeah, we used to sneak in beers, stuff. We would do that.
Oh yeah, what's cool is when the movie started, you know, when it went dark.
Yep.
You'd hear the, and then you start smelling weed, and you go, "Oh, the movie started."
Yep. Yeah. My kid snuck in Nashville Coop, like a whole box full of chicken and fries.
Good.
Like, that a boy.
When did the whole blanket stuffed animal craze start?
Blankets.
Yeah, everyone brings in blankets.
Really? I've never seen that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're paying attention. I don't want to know what's going on underneath the blankets.
That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, but I'm just assuming.
Sickos.
But pay attention.
I will. I want to know. I actually want to know.
Stuffed animals.
I did see, I think it was in California. one of the movie theaters out there was doing a bring your dog to the movie theater. And it was all these people, it was like half human, half dogs. There's all these dogs with their dog beds and blankets.
What could go wrong?
Yeah. I was like, well, my dog couldn't go. She would be barking throughout the whole thing. I was like, how about you just sit on the couch?
This is a true story. I did bring my dog to be blessed at church.
Oh, we did that too.
Did you do that?
The blessing of the animals. Yes. Hell yeah.
That was hilarious.
We brought our hamsters one year too.
Oh my God.
Like my hamster almost died. It was hot and it was in that plastic ball they can run around in. Yeah, it was sweating. We've never seen a hamster sweat before. Mine did.
Oh, there's a joke in there somewhere. Oh, that's gerbil.
That's gerbil.
Seen a gerbil sweat.
Goodness gracious. Ask Richard Gere.
So, yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was alluding to it.
Oh, see, and I just
went now out Ghostbusters. And
did it. Yes.
That is the next one. I actually enjoyed that movie, but we're going to hold off. Yeah,
because I was supposed to.
Yes, Mike or DJ Rez got hit by
a golf ball.
Cosmic rays or something. Mm. What would your origin story be?
Oh, it's a good question. Probably be hit in the head by a meteorite, given a concussion, a space concussion, obviously. Mm-hmm. And me and the meteorite fused together and I got cosmic powers.
Now, can we talk about, speaking of comic books, can we talk about, you have a cribbage board coming up?
Yeah.
Is that true?
That is true. Comic book cribbage board. We took a comic book. You gave me a comic book. I cut it up.
How far are we out? What's going on with that?
Oh, we have, so this Saturday will be sanding day. I'm going to sand it up, make it look all nice and pretty. And it should be done by this weekend.
It's what they say in the business, a prototype.
Yes, it's a prototype, so it's not going to be as thick. We just wanted to make sure that it would
That's what she said.
Be possible. And it was possible.
Oh, it's going to be possible.
Mm-hmm.
So Ghostbusters, that's coming up. I did enjoy that. Mike or DJ Rez will see that. We'll talk about that.
Yes. Hopefully I will enjoy it as well.
But speaking of that, have you seen Ernie Hudson is 78?
I was seeing a lot of pictures of him.
Did you see what he looks like?
Built motherfucker.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
That's what TRT does.
TRT?
Yeah. A little
explain what TRT.
Testosterone replacement therapy.
Does he do that?
I can neither confirm nor deny that he's on TRT.
Well, you can almost confirm it based on how he looks.
He looks good.
He looks better than he did when he was 30.
I know.
That's crazy. He owns a couple houses, I guess, in Stillwater or something.
Oh, in the great state of Minnesota.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's true, but that's what I heard.
But the dudes get on the TRT, they get on the HGH, that's human growth hormone.
Which one are you on?
Zero. I got to get on, though.
You do.
I got to get on for medicinal reasons.
What if Ernie Hudson picked a fight with you? Would you just let him kick the shit out of you, or would you try to fight back?
That's a good question.
Because I think he could kick the shit out of you.
Probably. Yeah. Not.
Ooh.
Just saying. This is the most powerful podcast ever created.
That is true.
Amazing pop culture podcast.
If you could have anyone narrate your life, and you had to choose between Morgan Freeman and Ernie Hudson, who would you choose?
Neither. Hmm. Who do I have? I'd have a cool British. I want British.
You want a British guy?
Yes.
Nice.
We're big in the UK, by the way.
We are. We're huge.
Yes.
Good day, mates.
Yes. No.
Oh.
That's offensive.
Oh, sorry.
That's Australia.
Oh, well, same thing, I thought.
But we're big in the UK. Welcome.
We need to get some bangers and mash. Is that?
Yeah, you can say that. Bangers okay. and mash.
I can. Sweet. How about some beans and toast for breakfast?
Mmm. UK breakfasts are sublime.
Yes. You know, I used the word bollocks the other day.
Sandra?
Mm-hmm. She was good in Speed, too.
Electric Boogaloo. Yeah,
that's right. Everybody is good in the second one.
Now, Mike or DJ Rez, they're going after the 90s rappers. What's going on?
It's all going down. If you're a celebrity, you probably are tangled up in something not very good. I mean, politicians, celebrities, royalty, it's all bad now.
Do you think we're at the precipice of something big? I mean, you got ships just shutting down and crashed. I mean, what was that movie we saw?
Leave the World Behind.
Yeah. Kind of weird, isn't it?
It is kind of weird. It's like they know.
Mm. Are you going to go to a bunker?
No, I'm going to ride it out.
I want to just sit on the roof and watch the mushroom clouds.
I do want to watch. I want to watch it burn. I don't want to hide. I don't want to try to survive.
What are you going to do? You're going to sit in a shipping container and then what?
And then wait for the...
Yes, exactly.
Wait for the bridge to hit, yes. I guess. I mean, that's really what we're doing. I mean...
All the rich people...
Metaphorically.
All the rich people have these huge bunkers in Hawaii, and New Zealand is a huge place now.
What about that... what's that one place in the where they have all the seeds that have ever been created? Oh, yeah.
Is that Norway?
I think it's Norway. Yeah, it's that big, giant underground bunker.
It's like in the side of a mountain?
Yeah. Yeah, they've got every seed that's ever been... created. And
do they have your seed? Gross. Ew.
Maybe. You never know. What if they do have like everyone? That's probably where our DNA is going. You know, when you do like the ancestry DNA, like I did, that's probably where it's at.
Mrs. Mike or DJ Riz, I can't find your socks. Do you know where never mind.
They're in Norway.
We'll buy a new one.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm with you. I think something big is going to happen. I would be kind of depressed if this was as big as it got. I need it to be bigger, and I need it to happen fast. Get kind of bored.
You want it to unravel more quickly?
I do. Yeah, I'm a little impatient. I'm just an impatient person to begin with. So if we could speed things up, I kind of want to get to the let's let it all out. Oh, let's open that Pandora's box.
Well, it's usually this cool, I'm doing the hand thing. There's usually cool stuff going on. So we have an eclipse, so that's kind of cool.
True.
You know how there's always some weird comet going by, and then it's right. The end of the world, and we have an eclipse.
Yeah. Did you know the other thing that's happening with the eclipse is...
But here's the thing about eclipse. What's the big deal? Back in the day, everyone drove one. Now it's some big deal. I used to see them all the time.
Yeah, I know. They happen more than just on April 8th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal with the eclipse.
Mitsubishi.
Not only did it get good gas mileage.
Three diamonds, by the way.
Ooh.
I know Japanese.
Diamante.
Yes.
That's the same, I think like a week later or 2 weeks later, the 18-year brood and the 13-year brood cicadas will be hatching at the same time. And this will be the first time in 200 years.
That was my favorite singer, by the way, back in the day, John Cicada.
John Cicada. This will be the first time in 200 years we've had a full eclipse and these two broods of cicadas hatching within the week of each other, or 2 weeks of each other. So if you've said you've seen it before, you're a liar.
Yes, I'm in the mood for a brood.
Are you? Do you like cicadas? Are you a fan of cicadas?
They are cool. They're like some cool, like a Godzilla villain, like a giant cicada.
He should fight cicada.
And there, what it would happen is the wings would vibrate so much, it would give off some cool, powerful, shocking, that would be his weapon.
It would have to be an EMP, like an electromagnetic field.
Electromagnetic pulse, he would just short out Godzilla.
Or everything around it.
Oh, it just shut everything down.
Yeah, and then Godzilla has to come and fight him. And then, yeah, it would be sweet.
I had a scary dream once where I was in an elevator,
mm-hmm.
and then whoever I was with, and we pushed the buttons, and the buttons wouldn't work because it all shut down. Then I looked out the window, and there's a big mushroom cloud.
You have a lot of mushroom cloud
yes.
references today.
Yes.
Are you waiting for the mushroom cloud just to end us?
Yes.
Nice. I'm going to my sleep study this weekend. We're going to have some sweet, sweet sleep study videos going on.
Like a CPAP res.
Oh, that'll be awesome. I can't wait. I've seen some of like the alternatives to CPAP, like the mouth guards and stuff. I think I want to get some of those just to take pictures of what they look like.
Is Mrs. Microdigirez ready for you in the Darth Vader cosplay?
Oh, I can't wait.
The Bane cosplay? Honey, I'm ready.
And if she asks if she can take off the mask, yeah. It would be very painful.
Get away from me.
Where is she? Oh man, that Heath Ledger Joker Batman was on the other day too. I watch a lot of movies on TV this past week for some reason. That was one.
Why
of
did superhero
one.
Movies used to be good? Now they're just shit. Like, I was watching some the old X-Men movies. They were great. Great actors.
The Avengers suck. The first Avengers, when they were all together.
I mean, it just sucks. Progressively got worse and worse.
Yeah. Superman, you know, the first three Supermans were cool.
But they really need to get back to, you know, cool comic book movies and that, you know, have good acting in them.
Which one sucks is Elektra. One's not good at all.
No, all that new, whatever, what do they call that in Marvel and the next generation? What do they call the movies? The next?
Oh, phase?
Yeah, whatever, all those phases are all trash.
Yeah, well, that was before they even, I think Sony was making those. That one, at least like the Daredevil, the Ben Affleck one, and the Elektra one. Yeah, that sucked. That sucked big time.
Talk about trailers. We were talking about the Beetlejuice, how it just kind of gave you a little teaser.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they should be. The coolest one I saw was for the Hulk. Remember Eric Bana? Did you see that Hulk?
I did not see that.
Eric Bana. It was Ed Norton and Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, yeah, so that was the original. The
original, but the trailer was the coolest thing. They just, like, if I remember right, he was like, just showed like a neighborhood and they showed a house and he was in the bathroom and then he looked in the mirror and all of a sudden he heard, and the house just like cracked. It was like the fucking awesome.
Sweet.
I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah.
It just went that, and then it said, you know, Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Just, they're a teaser trailer. Don't give away everything. Like that Beetlejuice one's only a minute and 15 seconds. And if you see any other trailer for any other movie coming out, they're like, 3 minutes long, and it gives away all the good stuff. You don't want that. Don't need that. Give me like, show me what Beetlejuice looks like, and that Winona Ryder's in it, Catherine O'Hara, and then that's all I need. I need to see the funeral.
The principal from Ferris Bueller? No.
Yeah, he's gone. Speaking of getting canceled.
Yes. For good reason.
Right, yeah, exactly.
That being said, I did like him, though.
That's the second Ferris Bueller reference we've had today.
Yes. Did you ever see the movie Ravenous?
No.
Put that down on your mental list.
Ravenous. I've got, like, all these movies that I need to see. Ravenous. Who is dude in that one?
What's that?
Is that dude in that one?
Ravenous. Ravenous. 1999. Powerful.
God,
you have the cast there?
It's a horror western. Yes. We must have talked about this before, because I'm seeing horror. You don't see horror western.
No, it's a. I don't know why no one talks about it.
Yeah.
Maybe people hate it, but I like
it. Yeah, Jeffrey Jones is in it. But you've also got David Arquette, Guy Pearce, Robert Carlyle, Neil McDonough. Let's see, who else is in there that I know, that I think other people
did
know.
You see Revenant?
I did see Revenant, yes. The bear scene was pretty, that was intense.
Yes. So it takes place out in the woods and the mountains and the snow. And
okay.
Ravenous.
Yeah, this one, it's only an hour and 41 minutes.
It's a great movie. Great soundtrack.
Dude, and I can watch this. It's like on a lot of different
streams. Is it on some?
Prime, YouTube, Google Play, Apple TV, and Fandango. Fandango. Yeah. Oh, man. That's going to go. That's going to be.
Watch dope. It.
I will. I'm off for Good Friday, so I should watch it.
I don't know why people don't talk about it. I liked it.
They should talk about it. Well, I'll watch it.
Yeah. Don't learn too much about it, though. Just watch it.
I won't.
Because back in the day, you know, I just went to the movie and watched it.
Oh, sure.
Because nowadays, you know, they have all these million, you'd get on social media and I already know what it's about.
Right,
I had no clue what that movie was, so don't look any more into it.
Okay. Yeah. It might be on Disney Plus. I'm seeing if it really is or not. Because if it is, it's going down.
All right.
Because I got nothing else to do tonight.
I think you should check out X-Men 97, too, on Disney Plus.
X-Men. Oh, there it is. X-Men
97. Yeah, we need to talk about that.
Now, explain to me what X-Men 97 is, because I saw a lot of people talking about it in the last couple of weeks. So
I don't want to explain. I want you to watch it. Well, it's a reboot of the old.
Okay. Is it the old ones or is it they're just rebooting?
No, it's a new, a new version.
Okay.
I didn't even see it yet. So I don't know. Okay. And I know they changed stuff and everyone's pissed off. So
you nerds. It's you comic book people that are ruining comic book movies. Do you know that?
or creating them.
Well, true.
Well, the worst is you see all these Marvel people, Star Wars people, they're directing a movie and they never saw it.
Right. Like, that's the worst.
Horrible.
You got to know something about the franchise before you can make a movie about it.
Yeah, my thing is, I don't care what you do, just don't make a new movie then. Don't change original characters.
Right, yeah, and I think that's what we're going to get with this new one coming out. We're going to get nothing but new characters because it's starring one of the new characters from the last three Star Wars movies. So the new Rey movie about Rey. Can't remember what it's called, but...
Trash?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So, but I think we're going to get more... We're going to get new characters because it's...
I don't know what it could take for me to like Star Wars again.
The old movies? Just watch the old movies.
Yeah, I know. I love them.
Just got to be happy with those. Can't really watch anything.
What was your favorite out of the three?
Oh, Empire.
Yeah, Empire.
Empire is the correct answer all the time.
My favorite is the probe droid. Remember that when it crashes in the snow?
Oh, yeah.
And it just rises.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love it.
And then Han and Chewie shoot it, but Chewie uses himself as bait. Poor Chewie.
Well, I love the original Star Wars movies because they always had that, you know, the credits were insane, you know, the scrolling thing. But then it would always pan off and then would, you know, pan off in this and you'd see the little probe zipping through and crashing in the Hoth.
You got the chase scene, the spaceships chasing.
Yeah. Well, I remember what were those little guys going to do in the hallway anyway? They get sucked up by this giant ship, and then they're waiting at the thing. What are they going to, then what, you know?
Oh, they're going to go down in a blaze of glory. Oh. Yeah, that's what they were going to do. It's a sci-fi Western. Did you know that? That's what Star Wars is. The sci-fi Western. The only thing they were missing is Bon Jovi doing the soundtrack. I think they should have put Blaze of Glory in that movie.
Yes.
That would have been sweet.
Powerful.
Hell yeah. Would have been awesome. You know, you brought up Chernobyl earlier, and I was going to say reading, but I'm listening to a book, audio book about Chernobyl, about one of the, so far, I'm only through four chapters, but it's about, so far they've been talking about the lead engineer. It's just a story about what happened in the history of Russia's nuclear power.
Soviet Union?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were a kid or not?
I don't remember it when I was a kid when it happened. So I think that's why I'm like really intrigued with a lot of some of this history stuff. Like the youngest or the event that I remembered the youngest happening like big time was the Challenger disaster.
Yes.
We watched that at school. But yeah, like Chernobyl, I didn't watch it. I didn't see anything about it. And then as I got older, I was like, oh shit.
If you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it.
That is true.
That's what the teacher said to me. I failed and I had to repeat it in summer school. So that is true.
Damn it.
You don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Yeah. So, well, hopefully I don't repeat this Chernobyl disaster. But yeah, so part of this book, they talk about in the 60s, there was Russia or the Soviet Union had another nuclear disaster, which was at the time the biggest nuclear disaster in the history of the world. And then Chernobyl happened like 20 years later, 26 years later. And then now they have the number one and number two worst nuclear disasters in the world. And I think Three Mile Island's like number three. So, and that one was pretty close. I don't remember Three Mile Island either, but I think that happened while I was alive.
Yeah.
I want to see what year that happened.
Oh, I should know. I want to say 78.
79.
I was close enough. 78, 79.
That would explain why I don't remember it. I was two. Not even two. But you know, the us Generation X, some of us remember it, some of us don't. Oh, yeah. So they should need to make a movie out of that.
What's that?
3 Mile Island. We need to teach people about that one.
Yeah, the China syndrome.
Oh, good point. Never mind. See, there you are again. Yeah, I know Chernobyl's been like, that's been like the big thing. Not the big thing, but HBO had their own series about it, and then a couple of new documentaries on it, and then this book that I'm listening to / reading. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. They used to use, the Soviets used to use radiation on their produce to make them last longer on the shelf, and people were eating radiated fruits and vegetables.
Well, I mean, I don't think it was, they were actually radioactive. I mean, there was.
Yeah, they were. They were feeding them
radioactive. But they were actually radioactive, or they were just using it to sterilize, kill everything?
No, they were using it to last longer on the shelf. That's what they. That's what this book said.
No, I mean, I.
So, but they were.
Because there was always talk about, you know, how there's all these listeria and all these problems with produce.
Sure.
Talking about zapping it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they were talking, in this book, they talk about, like, what's around now that's so radioactive. They were saying that the granite used in the state, or the U.S. Capitol, is so radioactive that it would fail most radioactive regulation tests today, still. And that a banana, the potassium, one of the, I don't know, atoms in a banana, the potassium is really radioactive. And the most radioactive food that we eat is a Brazil nut. That's got a lot of radiation in it.
Yeah, because we all eat Brazil nuts. We all.
I'm going to start just to say that I eat radiated food, or a food with natural radiation. Because we don't add it. Nobody adds it. It just is radioactive. And because men have more potassium level, a higher potassium level, women, we are actually more radioactive than women.
It's because we have a banana.
True. Didn't think of that. Damn. Smart.
I need to ionize my creatine.
Do you?
Yes.
You zap it with some gamma rays?
Yes, make it powerful. That's my origin story.
Your creatine?
Yes.
Radioactive creatine. What do you mix that in? Water? Milk?
I call it agua.
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 It's very exotic.
Agua. Yes. Just water.
Do you have? Is it flavored or is it just...
Non-flavored creatine.
Chalky
mix
water?
Mix it with water.
Chalky water?
I'll give you a drink before you leave.
Why don't you...
Seriously, you should look up creatine. It's like the best thing you can take. No side effects, nothing.
Nothing?
It's good for your heart. It's good for your muscles. Powerful energy.
Oh, I think I spelled it right, too.
Yes.
Oh, creatine benefits.
Yes.
Ooh, how about side effects? No, don't do that.
There is no side effects.
Benefits of creatine. Let's go. 5 effective. Oh, that's the powders. Do. Promotes muscle synthesis. Cellular energy. Reinforces athletic performance. Aids in post-workout recovery. Enhance cognition. Do you feel more cognitive?
Well, listen to me. You know how cognitive I am.
Mm.
Is. Are.
creatine monohydrate.
Monohydrate.
It's a simple compound composed of 1 creatine molecule and 1 water molecule.
Actually, though, I've changed. Now I take creatine stereohydrate.
Nice.
Yes.
Let's see. What to avoid? Creatine ethyl ester. What is that?
Ethyl ester. Those were 2. Ex-wives and never mind.
And that
the Lucy show, I think.
That's not 2 Golden Girls.
I dream of.
Buffered creatine. Have you ever tried that, or had you?
I've tried it all.
But why can't? Why do you want to avoid?
Pro tip: just get the cheapest creatine monohydrate.
Mm. So let's see. It's buffered creatine, or more expensive, and there's no clear evidence that there's any added benefits when it's buffered. So. It's just a marketing ploy, basically. So, all right, so there you go. Is there a specific creatine brand that you use, or do you, as long as it's...
No, because they're all the same. You just get a high-quality brand. I wouldn't get something overseas, you know what I mean, from some...
Sure.
Weird...
Yeah. Do you feel your muscle mass increasing when you take it?
Well, just look at me, for God's sakes.
Do you feel your muscle mass?
No, don't feel my muscle mass. Just
okay, yeah. Why do you keep asking me to feel your creatine?
I know.
It's weird.
Oh, noon, man. On Sundays, I go to muscle mass.
It is safe for you if you have diabetes, kidney disease, liver disease, bipolar disorder.
Literally everyone should take creatine.
Yeah, it looks like it. Especially if you're bodybuilding, playing football, playing hockey, or wrestling. It helps with short-term memory, reasoning, and neuroprotection. What else?
I shouldn't give away that secret now, everyone's podcast, but they still won't be as powerful as ours.
True, true, yeah. If we were both on creatine, we would be so powerful.
Well, you will be it, so.
If I take creatine and don't do anything, what will that do? Just add mass?
Well, it's literally, you'll get all the benefits and there's no downside.
Oh,
it just gives you the ability to work out harder.
Really? Because here's a side effect, fatigue.
I am so tired of hearing that.
Loss of muscle mass. What the hell? And then weight loss. Well, bring it on. I'll take it for that. And yeah. I hope I get that side effect. And a short-term decrease in natural creatine production. But the risks outweigh the benefits, it says. So, there you go.
The benefits outweigh the risks.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Obviously, you're not taking it.
It helps reduce dehydration and cramping. So, that's good. Especially as you get older, you start cramping.
I'm enjoying like a son of beverage a right now, yeah.
All you do is drink water.
Do you get the night cramps?
I don't.
Good.
Yeah. I know people that do, though. I'm not one of them. I get other things like REM sleep disorder.
Wait, when is your night study? Your night sleep
this
study?
Week, this Sunday, Easter Sunday. So we will be taking some sweet-ass video.
So are you going to tweet out pictures of you with all the probes stuck to you all over your body?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I got a list of do's and don'ts to bring with me. And some of them are like, you must wear a two-piece pajamas.
Well, I was just wondering, are you gonna tape it down or what? Start pitching the tent?
They're like,
could you please put that thing away?
They're like, pajamas must include a shirt and pants or shorts. Underwear is not considered sleepwear. And I was like, well, sweet, I'll Pooh Bear it then. Just wear a t-shirt. Say, hey, I usually sleep in my underwear, but you said underwear is not sleepwear.
How do you think you're gonna handle that? Like, is it gonna be tough for you to fall asleep somewhere weird like that?
I'm more worried about falling asleep with all that stuff on me, because it's a hotel room is what I'm going to, so I don't have trouble sleeping in a hotel.
It's not like a
right because I'm gonna
it's
have
weird. I mean, you're gonna have people watching.
I'm gonna have
you.
Electrodes on me. There's gonna be a microphone to monitor my snoring. Gonna be a belt around me. I'm gonna have electrodes on my legs, on my head. Some people, I was reading some things and they said there might be like an oxygen tube in your nose. You know, like people have oxygen, portable oxygen. There might be something.
Oh, like Dune?
Yeah, like Dune, exactly. So I don't know. We're gonna see. I will definitely be taking pictures and videos. So.
Are you gonna live stream and podcast?
Probably not podcast. I'll see if I can live stream. It seems like there might be like some pretty strict rules about what's going to happen. So I don't know. We're going to see. And then I have to wait like 2 weeks for the results. That sucks. That's the worst part of doing these tests is how long it takes.
The worst part of medical tests is you want to ask the person, what do you think? And they, I can't tell you.
Yeah, I'm not the doctor. Yeah. Somebody else will read it. Damn it. You do know though. You just don't want to say it. What if they say, oh, you're fine.
Yeah, or they get the test results before the doctor. You ever get that in your email?
I did.
Yeah, it's like that freaks you out too.
Yeah.
It's like,
well,
your test results are in. I'm like,
well, 2 years ago, I did a calcium scan of my heart, see how clogged my arteries were, and so I got the results. I'm looking at them. Don't hear anything from them. There's no doctor notes. There's nothing. Waited a day, nothing. So I'm like, all right, so it must be good. So then I go in and have my colonoscopy and they put me under for that. And then that afternoon I get a phone call from the cardiologist and said, yeah, we'd like to talk to you about your results. This is what you have. And next time you have surgery, if you have to be put under, you want to let the doctor know that this is what you have. And I was like, oh, so kind of like for my colonoscopy I had this morning when they put me out. You probably should have known that, huh? So yeah, I mean, you're always, even though you get your results, doesn't mean you're in the clear if you don't hear from your doctor. Give them a week, and they'll catch up to you.
Powerful.
Thank you.
Thank you. But I think you're more of a boomer. You have boomer tendencies.
Generation Boomix?
Yes.
I like it.
Well, that's going to do it. We're going to wrap up this powerful podcast. We just ask you one thing. Please tell a friend about our podcast. And until next time, you've just enjoyed the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast. The Amazing Pop Culture Podcast is available everywhere fine podcasts are found. Please leave a rating and review where you listen to podcasts. Like and follow the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And shop our Amazing Pop Culture merch. This has been an Amazing Pop Culture Podcast production.